welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Wednesday, December 16th, and the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center. Afterwards, safety Bernard Pollard talked about his ball club and whether or not they're overlooking the St. Louis Rams this Sunday.
This team you're going against, does Steven Jackson at least keep the... I mean, you know, on the surface, people look at it and say, you guys ought to win this one. Does Steven Jackson at least keep you guys honest?
You know what? They're a good team. They, you know, there's just some things that they're, you know, they're beating themselves. But you know, we got to go in. We got to be ready for everything. You know, it doesn't matter. There's no sorry teams in the NFL. You know, they might be 1-11, but at the same time, they can come out and they probably can beat any team in the NFL. You know, they ran toe to toe with New Orleans, and we're not worried about the record. We're worried about going in there and competing versus men and competitors, and we're looking to gain a win.
Jackson not only is a good back, but he leads his team in receiving. What makes him so good?
Say that again.
He leads his team in receiving besides running the ball well. Why is he so good?
Well, he's a powerful back. You know, he has vision. He has to see a guy at 6'3", 240-some pounds, and to see him run the way he runs, you know, that strikes a lot of fear in defenders. But at the same time, we got to go in. We got to shut him down. You know, we can't worry about what he has rushing or what he's capable of. We got to go in and understand they have a running game. You know, he's second in the league in rushing, and we got to shut him down along with shutting the passing game down too.
Did you have a response to Dante when you said it looked like you were running in quicksand?
You know what? As long as I got in the end zone, that sand can be on my feet, my ankles, my butt. It doesn't matter. You know, it was just so much fun to be able to score a defensive touchdown. And I mean, you know, cornerbacks, they all going to talk mess or whatever. But nevertheless, you know, we got to win.
Are there a lot of haters in here?
You know what? You know, Dante is a hater, man. He's probably one of the top five haters in the defensive back group. But, you know, it's all in fun. And you know, you have to have fun in this locker room, you know, to go through 16 games. And I mean, we understand what's ahead, and we got to keep each other laughing.
Also answering questions on Wednesday in the locker room, middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans. He talked about this Sunday's matchup with the Rams and just how impressive a ball club they are, despite having only won a single ball game in 2009.
We're not overlooking anyone. You know, we're hungry to get wins ourselves, so we don't have the place to overlook anyone because we're trying to get it ourselves. So, I mean, I'm not worried about them, not worried about, you know, how we went out last year against Oakland. It wasn't a good performance by us, but I know we are a lot more mature team than we were then.
You think your feelings, your approach is pretty much locker room wide? Everybody feels the same way you do. Is that how you see it?
Oh yeah, our approach is to go win this game. We're not taking them lightly. We know they're capable of playing good, and you know, like the saying goes, any given Sunday, you know, anything can happen. So we're not taking anyone light.
What about the issues they cause on offense? Especially running it to
her. I mean, just watch Steven Jackson running the ball. He's a beast. He's a big guy, about 240, running the ball. He's quick and he's powerful. So he's a tough guy, and we know we're gonna have to bring him down. We're gonna have to stop him, try to bottle him up to try to put it in the hands of the quarterback and make him beat us through him.
When you watch them on tape, they don't look like a one-win team, do they?
Nah, they play hard. They just coming up short a lot of games.
Jackson also leads that team in receiving. Why do you think he's so good, in your opinion?
He's a special player. You know, every team has those one or two special players. He's definitely a special player, you know, in his league, and he's a go-to guy. When you got a special player like that, you try to find a way to get the ball in his hands, whether it's receiving or rushing.
Last week, Coach talked about leaders leading. You were one of those guys that the leaders on this team played like leaders. Do you feel that, and can you continue that?
I mean, we just had to do our job. I mean, it wasn't anything different than I've been doing, just going out doing my job. That's it.
But you guys were dominating you guys actually played a dominating four quarters, and it's something y'all talked about that y'all can do. When you look at the film and you're able to see it, how did that look?
Oh, it's fun, you know, and it's impressive. You know, you're proud of it. I'm proud of the effort that, you know, our guys put out there on the defensive side of the ball, watching our defensive line work. They did an excellent job, and it's just fun to go sit down and watch it, see how it's supposed to be played, and when we do it right, you know, how good we can be. So it's just a matter of us trying to come out this week and do that over again.
For accountability to each other, Coach talked about that last week, and you guys talked about it with each other. How has that changed some elements maybe in the locker room as far as, because you guys just aren't talking about being accountability for yourself, but to others.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know, in any team sport, especially in football. You have to be accountable to each other. It's not just about you. You can't be a selfish guy. You can't just worry about yourself. You have to go out and put it on the line for your other teammates. And, you know, now, I mean, last week you seen that, guys, everybody was accountable. And if we continue to be accountable, we can go dominate people.
That'll do it for this Texans Today podcast. We appreciate you listening and want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about the players, coaches, and cheerleaders for your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.